Hello.
Hello, my friend.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby, not too shabby. It's been one of those days, though. Very crazy.
How's adapting to running your own publication slash self-isolation slash playing uncle daycare slash, have I missed any of the other slashes to your current job?
There's all sorts of other craziness. I'm like sort of the liaison between a quarantine area and a not quarantine area.
Quarantine liaison. Garth Franklin, quarantine liaison. It's got a different ring to it than party liaison as your previous role, but it's.
I know. That's a much more fun role, that one. It's a bit but it is, it's unusual times, my friend. It's kind of crazy, and I have no idea where it's going. And on the one hand, some of me kind of loves that. I thrive on the unexpected and chaos and that kind of stuff. So the anarchist in me is adoring some of the shit going on, but not any of the any of the serious stuff going on. The anxiety in me is frightening the shit out of me. It all balances out.
It is a crazy time, and particularly. Folks who've listened to any episodes of Contingent so far, like there's Dark Horizons brings us the news when we can get to it on these calls, if the calls are short and sharp. And, your reams of news right now have a lot of been cancellations and reschedulings and things rushing to video on demand. And then there's like a random Zack Snyder's names in the news, and people still just want one pure bit of escape. It feels like there's always two serious stories, and then there's like a story that is on the horizon that's like, oh, for the love of God, I can't wait for this to be what life is like when back to normal life.
So everyone needs to break the sort of cycle every now and then. So they need something light and easy to break through. When the cat's butthole saga was your big story for a week, it's like, that's to show people need something, a good escape.
And when are they? I mean, look, you've got Hollywood insiders that you can talk to. When is the cat butthole cut coming, Garth? We need to know this.
Who knows? that butt will sell at some point or another.
That butt will sell. God, Seth Rogen's tweet that was the tweet that launched a million butthole tweets. Bless his heart. Bless his heart, Seth Rogen. So how are you actually doing, though, like in the midst of the chaos? I know that you're very much a fastidious sort of like the middleman at home. Is that keeping you even keel, or is this situation impacting you stressfully?
Oh, look, it's impacting everybody stressfully. Everyone has different ways of coping with it and different things. I have the luck in that I haven't. My day job hasn't really changed so much. I'm still doing the same thing I've been doing beforehand and after, and I still work from home, so that's not a big adjustment. But there are adjustments with the kids being here and so having to deal with them, and that's kind of crazy timetables and that sort of stuff. I hear my sister and my brother are in the house with me, of course, and so they're working from home, and I hear the way meetings unfold, just in the background and so on, and I'm like, wow, people really work like that in offices? I have no idea.
I know. It must be strange. It must be strange. My daughter was sitting, Hazel was sitting behind me. I put a little desk behind our office desk because now all the time she just wants to go and do some work because I'm in the office working. Yeah. And I got an encouraging pat after a work phone call the other day. Like, she's patting me on the arm. I was like, good job, Dad. I was like, huh.
That's the craziest thing. I'm so impressed with my siblings, with the way they actually can get work done in such compressed time. But as soon as a meeting or a phone call comes in, it's like everything takes so long. You're like, oh my God, how can you work like this? That's crazy. But me, myself, no, it's just we haven't had a time for a break yet. It's all just it's still coming out. As the situation is changing in daily, The site is the site. I've gone through all sorts of, financial crises and all sorts of other things, and this is just another one of those is coming through. So we'll see how it'll survive in one way or another, and I have no idea what it's going to look like the movie industry. It's going to come out the other end, probably a little different, we'll see. And we just have to hang on through it.
Yeah, I think that that's what everyone's going to just try and do, right? They're just going to try and hang on for dear life and come out of this thing at the end, because the things that have hung on will thrive. Mm. You get that feeling. Just got that feeling about
it. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as you know, my friend, it's like in my life, I've gone through times where with running a site, because the site and the site making a living are two separate things completely.
Yes.
And so the workload is always there. So there are times where you could be working the same amount and get paid 1/10 of what you were the previous year, and then 5 times what you did the previous year. It's all crazy.
Yeah.
So it'll change.
It will undoubtedly change over the coming little bit. So now everyone has, a lot of people have done this. What are the things that you've been doing that you've been putting off, or have you not even been able to get to that list yet?
That's the crazy thing. Because of the cyclical nature of all this stuff in my job, I always operate on the assumption that about every 3 to 4 years, I'm going to have to basically reset, because I lose either an advertiser, a representative, or some of that, because that's the way it's gone from experience. And I'm up to the 3-year mark this year. And so I was actually doing a lot of stuff last year, as you know, I think like home renovations and other stuff to get it all for something, you know, in case something goes wrong. And lo and behold, well done.
God, we should have been on your timetable. God damn it, guys. And when we're all talking about 2020 being the highlight that's coming, you're like, guys, according to my 3-year cycle, next year's going to be a heap of shit.
Yeah, well, it's probably about 3 months earlier than I probably expected. But yeah, you live with it. The only thing I've got left really to do is like maybe catch up, finally sit down and watch some movies I've been longing to get around to.
Well, you do have a beautiful and intimidating collection, so I hope that you watch your entire, except for the ones you've lent me, your entire Criterion collection of Blu-rays in issue order. I think it's the way to go.
I will send them through you in a sterilized bag, assuming the post office is working, and it'll be deconned and all that stuff. Don't worry. You're more than happy to borrow.
Oh, God. It's one of those things. It's like, have you hand sanitized this Blu-ray? I don't know.
What?
Have you hand sanitized this Blu-ray before you lend it to someone? Did you hand sanitize every page of this book? It's so weird.
I'm not sure how Glenn 20 reacts to, like, you know, discs.
So weird, right? It's super weird.
Yeah.
The other day I was opening a package and like just a little bit of dust got in my eye, so like, you know, I had a red eye, and I was just like, I've got the virus. Like, it's just like, it's so irrational and stupid. And then after like 10 minutes my eye was better, it was fine. I just went and washed it out with water. I was like, okay, yep, that's how silly and irrational things are gonna get.
Oh yeah, that happened. I mean, I had even closer call. I've been in sort of self quarantine. This is like week 4 or so for me.
Mm.
But last week I said this is going to be serious, going for a long time. I have to get the things I need done. So I very carefully went out, got my dentist all done for the 6 months, got other things, and then I did a Bunnings run. And I was in an Uber on the way back, and the guy said, "Oh, I just picked up a woman from New York from the airport, and I came here." And then he's laughing and chortling, and I'm like, "Get me out of this car."
Get
like, I got home and I scrubbed my hands. Like,
get me out of here right now. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for providing the news on this little daily podcast, this little account, as we're going down the rabbit hole. And I appreciate it very much. There will probably be more calls like this along this journey. So thank you so much. And I hope that for folks who don't know, is like, I hope we get to do more of those like viewing parties that we did as a special occasion for our friend Andy's birthday. I hope we get to give a Netflix party a good run over the next little bit. Hopefully there's a smart TV app version of Netflix party that you can get onto soon as part of this development. Hopefully a self-isolated dev can sort that out so we can start watching more movies together, because, man, it feels deeply weird not to go to a movie with you like twice a week.
I know, it's very strange. We need to do something soon. And my birthday's coming up. I think we're going to do a party viewing. It's probably going to be the good upside with this is we're revisiting the classic. So I'm probably going to do something like Red October or something for my birthday.
Perfect.